Did you ever know it to be called a sofa?
Yes.
Now, how would that differ?
Well, the sofa was long and came up like that with a pillow on the end. It was about that long, didn't have any back to it, and had a roll like that, only it was as big as a good big pillow.
Oh, I see. You could rest your head on it.
Yes.
I see. And then in the bedroom, what?
Well, we had, I remember we had one ball table. And it was sort of roped around on the turning lathe.
Right.
And
it was just
so square. I have it upstairs.
How about the kinds of things where you hang up your clothes?
We just had
nails driven in the wall.
I see. Now, in the in a house like this, you have
closets.
Did you have ever have any, or do you have any of these movable closets? They're white closets, except they're more like cabinets, and you can move them around.
Yes, there's one in that door you can see right there.
What would you call that?
We just called it a kitchen cabinet.
I said, well, did you ever have one of those in the bedroom?
No.
Something in my wall, either a chiffonier or a wardrobe?
Yes, sir. No, there's one up there in that house, but Mr. and Miss Queen brought it up there.
What did they call it?
Chiffonier.
Who are Mr. and Mrs. Queen? Are they?
That's Bonnie's father.
I see. Is there anybody living in that house now?
No, he died last year, and that's her in there. She died 5 years old.
I see. But they lived in that in the old house, huh? Now the place up above the house where you might, now in that house, did that old
we
house.
We call it an attic.
Did you ever call it anything else?
The loft.
Now, would you call it either one?
Well, sometimes I call it loft and sometimes an attic.
Uh-huh.
Go up in the loft.
Did you use that for anything?
No.
You didn't, your mother didn't store things up there or anything?
No.
Could you describe the kitchen for me? What was the old kitchen like?
Well, the old kitchen was a little old step stove. Come out and then down and then out. Used
small
sticks of wood. And she built the fire with paper and grass. Started her fire. Then we tried to have dried wood most of the time for the fire. And she kept on it an old steel tea kettle, we call the teapot. And she did her baking in an oven. It had a little top, and she used plain old black iron pans for her bread. And sometimes she'd use Dutch oven in the fireplace to make corn cakes.
Did you have a thing in the fireplace that would swing in and out like that?
No, we never had one, but I've seen them.
You know what they're called?
A fire hook, I think.
Okay.